Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. 503-982-2033. Barclays, buysellpawn.com.
Hey, welcome to Barbecue Nation After Hours. I'm JT. We've got Artie Davis, Hall of Famer, with us today. Artie has been very kind to me since I started this radio show a few years ago, and always been at the ready for me with a interview request, and always has very interesting things to say. So, but this is his first time on After Hours. So welcome to After Hours, Artie.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Glad to be here.
We were talking before we started this segment about, you know, barbecue could mean a good kind of, you know, handshake, slap on the back, and maybe bring a little less trauma to people's lives, maybe a little more peaceful existence if they all sat down for a plate of ribs.
Right. Yeah, it's a real bridge builder. To me, you don't have any enemies when barbecue's on the table. It just creates an atmosphere of congeniality and friendship that there are other foods, but I think barbecue does that the best. And I was telling you about in Kansas City, some of the first places, aside from the speakeasies, the first places where black and white would sit down at the table together and enjoy food were the barbecue places. Everybody loves barbecue, regardless of their income or their status in life, and I think it has been and still is a real bridge builder between people. And politicians got wise to that a long time ago in order to attract voters. All you have to do is advertise free barbecue, and you'll get, in many cases, thousands of people there. Not all of them may vote for you, but at least you got a chance to speak to them and get your name out to them. So, yeah, I think barbecue has a real community dimension that I hope will never go away.
I had that happen to me once. a retirement home where my mother lives, mm-hmm. and it's very lovely apartments, and they have various levels of care, but this thing kind of looks like the Taj Mahal, all right? Mm-hmm. And so they'd asked me if I would come as the cowboy cook and help them with a promotion. And I said, sure. And I said, well, how many people are you expecting? And they said, probably 150 to 250. I said, that's fine. We can handle that. So I got my crew together. I brought four other people with me. We had almost 800 people show up. We had plenty of food. We did make sure of that. You know, we kind of cut down on the portions just a bit, but we had plenty of food. But they put an ad in the paper and said, come to here. Cowboy Cook will be cooking, and it's free. And the cars were lined up. So there you go.
Well, good thing you were prepared, and lucky them.
I had two people say they would never work an event with me again after that, though.
I'll bet.
They were tough. But
well, they couldn't take time to see the people enjoying it. That's too bad.
No, there was no downtime where you can walk out of the kitchen, so to speak, and look around and see everybody smiling.
Yeah.
It was
that's hard work.
You see
labor
some,
of love, I'd say.
Yeah, you'd see some of these 85-year-olds come up there with their walker going through the line the second time, you know, just loading up. Not quite like the porridge they give them on that.
Yeah.
Okay, Artie, here's your chance. We've got a few minutes left here. What can we do to get the message about barbecue out to people? Now, there's 90 million people roughly in this country that cook outdoors at some point during the year. So how can we get that to 130 million, half the country?
That's a good question. We get to them through their stomachs, for one thing.
Yeah.
But like getting the word out, you know, I wish we had a better way of recruiting people to join the Kansas City Barbecue Society. You know, that's one method of hooking them. There are online blogs. I'm sure you're familiar with Meathead's.
Oh, sure.
Amazing Ribs.
Yeah.
He's been a master at reaching people who love barbecue. So I would pick his brain. And then there's a new blog called The Smoke Sheet. Ryan Cooper out of Omaha. He comes out with a weekly report on what's going on around the country. And I don't know how we get that out to other people, but once they read it, if they care about barbecue, they'll, and it's a free subscription. So there's that. Some cities are promoting their barbecue, or at least Kansas City is, with an app, Visit KC.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll guide you to all the barbecue places in this metro area. And then the hotel chain 21C, they have a special barbecue app, at least for the Kansas City hotel, on where to go to eat good barbecue. So part of it involves digital outreach, and I'm not an expert on how you do that, but I think one key is getting in their iPhones, getting in their faces, and recruiting them that way.
You got to just stick a rib or something up under their nose and in their mouth. Then they'll come along.
Once they eat a good rib, they're hooked.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. And I think we're doing that. I mean, I think the thing that KCBS is doing with Ace Hardware.
Yeah, that's a big help, too.
You know, getting out there and.
Nothing like tasting it, you know.
Right. Right. You know, we are just in the process of syndicating. We're just starting this show nationally. And so, mm-hmm. you know, that should help some. But everybody kind of does their little part there.
Yeah, and so the word of mouth is always, you know, a tried and true method of outreach. When one person hears it and likes it, they're going to tell their friends and they'll plug in and, you know, a lot of different ways.
I think the big thing is we have to discern between barbecue competition stuff, which is, you know, KCBS and that.
Right, yeah.
Versus like what Meathead does on Amazing Ribs, which is just kind of like, here's how you cook it. And he's got, you know, their ratings came out this week on the cookers and different things, you know, like that. Max Good does
barbecue
that.
Barbecue cooker at home,
Yeah.
They're the ones we need to reach.
So
millions of them.
Yeah. I mean, that, to me, that is probably the biggest thing because I get hit on that all the time. Whether it's here at the radio stations or TV stations or just people that see me and know who I am, they'll say, you know, I was going to cook this or I want to do that. Or how would you do a leg of lamb or, you know, what have you? It doesn't matter.
Sure.
And I always tell them, you know, I just try to help them as best I can without actually being there. So,
and, you know, not everyone likes to compete and you don't have to be a competitor to be a good cook.
Right.
And for those who don't want to get involved in the contest network, you know, I've never competed. I've judged, but I've helped teams compete. But I just say, well, I'm undefeated, and I want to keep it that way.
That is true. That's one of the reasons I don't compete is
I was undefeated, too.
Yes. I never wanted to because I spent so many years competing in the horse industry.
Mm-hmm.
That when I kind of walked away from that, I hate to use the word retired because that makes me sound really old, but I'm...
Walked away sounds good.
Walked away from that,
but
I lived and breathed those competitions for in one form or fashion for over 35 years, so I don't need to prove anything to anybody.
No. And in fact, retired, some people retire, but you and I are rewired.
That is true. You know, that is true. Rewired and recharged.
That's right.
we can continue to do that. Well, Artie, it's been great to have you on, and especially for sticking around for after hours. We appreciate it. We will have you back on soon, as always.
My pleasure,
and how can people find out more about you and what you've done?
Well, I'm a dinosaur when it comes to, you know, social media. I don't do Twitter or Facebook or any of that. But if you can, you just Google my name and you'll get a few references to books and stuff. And again, caution, don't believe everything you see on the internet. Everybody knows that. But that's the best way, or through the Kansas City Barbecue Society.
Yep.
Or through Jeff Tracy, you know.
Yep. I'll direct him your way, believe me.
Okay.
All right.
Been a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure, Artie. Folks, we're going to get out of here with this After Hours segment. We thank Artie for being with us. We'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation and another edition of After Hours. Take care.